how did your involvement with instrument repair come about? When did that start? How did that come into your life?
When I started playing instruments, I got to fix my own instruments. It was a while when I was 17 years old, so I started to finish my own instruments. At that time, I wasn't that good, but it was pretty much what I started doing, you know. It was magic for me. And I saw a Christian band who came to my grandmom's house, and I saw those guys with the electric guitar, and I thought, that's super cool. It was enchanting for me. Then I started playing with bands since I got my bass. Mm-hmm. You know, it was when I was 16 years old. Then I started playing and touring with bands in Venezuela. So I started playing. It was the way I was making my living for a long, long, long time. In 1998, I believe, I was just playing. And I was really, really picky with the sound of my bass. Then I started thinking, well, in 1994, I really started thinking to build my own bass, but I didn't know how to do it. So I found that it was a luthier in my town. He was really good.
What town was this?
In Mérida, Venezuela. So I saw the luthier, and I explained to him what I want. And he built me kind of a nice-looking bass, but I wasn't that happy.
Did you say you studied with him?
I didn't. I was watching him.
You were watching him.
You know, because I was spending time with him, trying to make him build me the right bass.
Right.
It ain't a right.
Right.
So I had to do it by myself. As all luthiers, he was kind of like, hey, you are bothering me too much. I'm taking too much time with you and all that kind of stuff. So I decided, well, the only way to do it is I have to do it by myself. So I start building my own bases. So by 1995, I already have my own collection of my own bases. In 1998, I came to West Virginia. I was trying to make my living here as a musician. But I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, still doing this, my life is going to depend on the rest of the musicians. I want to do something by my own. But I'm not a good singer. I'm not an extraordinary bass player that can play alone. And so I say, well, second career will you be doing repairs.
How do you view the art of instrument repair or luthier? You must think of it as an art.
If it wasn't an art for me, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
That's what I am. Since I became a musician, I believe I'm a musician who is helping other musicians. But fixing an old instruments is fixing memories. It's fixing part of life of people. That made me really, really happy. I'm a happy guy. Watching their face, how happy they are when I fix their instruments is better than the money. I'm serious. It's better than the money. It makes me happy. It makes my day. But I found that my best customers are West Virginians. Best friends. They are like a family. Beautiful people. You know, it's the most friendly people in the world to me. I belong here. Don't know why, but I belong here. It's beautiful. People is really kind. That's what I like. That's what I like. And the reward is better than the money. Somehow I'm making people happy. I'm so lucky. All musicians, if you are a musician, you are a guitar player, you are a bass player, or whatever, all you want to be all day long is in a musical store and playing instruments. But you can make money out of that, so they has to work. But I got so lucky that I spend all my day playing instruments and making money, because that's what I do. I got to test the instruments before they leave and asking them, how you like the action? Honestly, they like it, but I like it better that I got that skill. Because I was, for many, many years, a musician. I was playing on bars at night, concerts, everything. I know how it is. I know how hard it is to make just $100 as a musician. No one around do this for the money. They do this for the passion, for being a musician. Nobody plays for money nowadays. I don't think that those guys do this for money. They do this because they are artists. They love it. And that's what I do. I'm doing this because I love it. And my wife works. That's how we can live together and all that kind of stuff. Right. There is no musician who live out music. If they have wife or just a partner, they need the support of that person. And my biggest support is my wife and my family. Yes. Because I'm the artist. And they always are worried about me. Is he making enough money for living? You play, it's just because you are an artist.